another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hey there, and welcome to the Computer Tutor Podcast. My name is Scott Johnson, and I am really glad you're here. If you're new here, this is where we talk about all kinds of computer tips, computer tricks, shortcuts, that kind of thing, but without getting all techy. We talk computers in a way that the average person, the average computer user, understands. I've had so many people tell me they went to a computer repair place and the guy just talked right over their head with all these geeky terms that didn't mean anything. So we don't do that here. We just show you how to make your computer do what you want it to do. Now this week, last week I wanted to mention this. Last week I posted a blog about a great way to have a computer, to do a computer search right from your start menu if you're using Windows 7. And that was a great shortcut for some people, not for everyone. Turns out I got an email from my friend Mike who said, hey, wait a minute, it doesn't work for me. And he did a little bit of research and found out why. That procedure that I told you about last week only works if you're using Windows 7 Professional, Enterprise, and Ultimate. Now, I use Windows 7 Ultimate, so it worked fine on my computer. But if for those people that are using Windows 7 Starter or Windows 7 Home Basic or Home Premium, it doesn't work because one of the things you need isn't part of that version of Windows 7. So this week I have the same procedure, the same way to do an internet search that's super quick, and it will work for everyone, guaranteed. And you don't even have to have Windows 7. You can be using Windows XP or even the dreaded Windows Vista. So here's how you do it. Let's say you want to, just the same example we used before, say you want to get to the Google search window as quickly as possible. So you got to set it up a little bit ahead of time. First of all, you need to go to your web browser. So whatever web browser you use, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, whatever one you like, open up that web browser and go to the Google search page, just regular old google.com. Now, when you're there, you'll see up at the top of the window, not in the Google search bar, but in the top, in the address bar, where it says HTTP colon blah, 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 just to the left of the H, you'll see a little icon. Now, on my screen, it's an icon of a padlock. That's because I'm looking at the secured page of Google's site. You might see a G for Google. But whatever that icon is, you need to click and drag that icon to your desktop. Now, in order to do that, you have to be able to see part of your desktop. So you might have to move your web browser window a little bit to the right or to the left or somehow so that you can see part of your desktop. The desktop is where your icons are, all your little icons. That's called the desktop. So you want to click and drag that icon to your desktop. Now, and when you do that, you're going to see that you now have a new icon on your desktop that goes to Google. So if you just went and double-clicked on that icon, it's going to open up a window that is right on the Google search page. So if you're one of those people that prefers using a mouse instead of a keyboard, you can stop right here because there's your shortcut. That's it. Just double click that icon and you're at Google ready to do a search. Now for me, I really prefer the keyboard because it's a lot faster for me. So what I want to do is make a little shortcut on the keyboard that opens that icon. And here's how you do that. When you right click on that icon, you're going to see a new window, a new menu that pops up. And at the bottom of that is properties. So right click on the shortcut you just created and choose properties. And look under the tab that says web document. And right in the middle of that menu, in that window, there's going to be a field called shortcut key. You need to put your cursor in that field and type the letter G. We're using the letter G for Google. Then just click OK, and the window will close. So now, here's where you get to see how it works. What you need to do is, on your keyboard, hold down the Control key and the Alt key at the same time. Those are in the bottom left corner of your keyboard. Hold those down and tap the letter G and see what happens. What you're going to see is a new window pop up with the Google search menu right in front of you. This means that even if you have no windows open or if you have 10 windows open, if you want to do a Google search, all you have to do is Control-Alt-G. And there is your Google search window just waiting for you to type in whatever search phrase you want to type in. It's as easy as that. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You can do this with any website. Is there a website that you like to go to quickly other than Google? You can make a keyboard shortcut right on your screen for anything. For me, it could be Gmail. If you go to your Gmail site regularly, for me, I use the website Pandora for listening to music. So on my computer, if I do Control Alt P for Pandora, I immediately have music start playing. There's a website here locally with a news station that has local weather radar. It's called Klystron, and that's spelled with a K, Klystron. So I set it up so that if I do Control-Alt-K, there's the Klystron weather radar, and I can see what the current weather conditions are like, if there's any storm coming. So you can do that with any website. So I hope you enjoyed that. Go give it a try, and I would love to hear what you think about it. And thanks again, and we'll see you next week here on the Computer Tutor Podcast. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.